You've probably heard of Azure Synapse, but what is it and how does it relate to doing things with Data Warehouse, Power BI, and Flat Files? Learn more in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed MVP Edition. Today, I'm joined by Ginger Grant. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Anna. I'm really happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Can you start us off by just telling us a little bit about what you do?
Yes, I have my own data consultancy. So I do a lot with all sorts of things with data, everything from Power BI to data science, machine learning. And I'm currently working on a book and on cognitive services as well. So I keep busy.
Just a few things. Well, today we're going to talk about Azure Synapse and Power BI. And, you know, we haven't had anyone come on the show and talk about Synapse. So I thought it would be good to start off if you could just kind of tell us what it is, how it relates to Azure SQL, how it relates to DW. That might be a good start.
Yeah, sure. When Azure Synapse was first announced in November of 2019, the first iteration was replacing the SQL DW. And so a lot of people haven't really kept up with the changes that have happened and still think of it as a simple replacement for SQL DW, but it's got, like Power BI. In addition to that, you also have the ability to use Spark clusters so that you can do machine learning analysis on your data as well. And of course, you still can create data warehouses, but you can also query actual text data as if it was in a warehouse. And I've got some clients that are interested in doing that right now.
Awesome, cool. Seems like there's a lot of capabilities here. You know, I've never really seen Synapse before, and I think you had some things that you want to show us that might be able to kind of step through how we might use Synapse to get better insights.
Sure. I'd be happy to show you what Synapse is and what you can do with it. Let me share my screen. So this is the Synapse workspace, which is what you create when you create a Synapse installation. One thing that I wanted to direct your attention to is you've got these two pools. These two pools are the servers that you use to run these different resources. I named this one SQL DW because that is what this SQL pool does. And then I have an Apache Spark pool that I call PBI Spark pool. These pools are your resources. This is what your computer will be, the computer that you run when you run these kinds of queries. In addition to these pools that are manually created, you also have a on-demand SQL pool. And that SQL pool is included with the Synapse workspace installation. And with that pool, you have the ability to query flat file data. As part of creating a Synapse workspace, you must create or connect to a Data Lake Gen 2 instance, because as Synapse is expecting to use that to be able to query data. This is, of course, just the shell of it. Everything that you really want to do with Synapse, though, is in the Synapse Studio. So within the Synapse Studio, you've got a bunch of different capabilities. This is your home section. It's got a lot of ways to you can look at data. Look at it here on the left with the Data tab. This accesses all of the data that I have loaded into Synapse. And database is kind of a really loose name because it includes not only what I might have in a data warehouse, but what I have in a Spark cluster, and this data is loaded onto a Data Lake Gen 2 file. So this is actually not really a table, but it is a bunch of flat files that I can query as if they were SQL. To query anything in that I've got, though, I can use the same thing that I might do in SQL, where I might just say select it and select top 100 rows. And this works whether I'm using a actual data warehouse or if I'm using a flat file connection. The two pools that I have, the Spark pool and the SQL DW pool, are a little bit different in that the SQL DW pool runs and incurs charges every time that it is up, and the Spark pool only incurs charges when it is in use. So I also have the ability, naturally, in addition to just creating SQL scripts with my data, I can also create notebooks with it as well. And if you look here, you can see that I can connect to Power BI. So let me show you how I was able to include Power BI, because this is actually a workspace that I have for Power BI. So what I have the ability to do in Synapse is I can create a link, and I can create a link to anything. So I'll show you how I did that. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Manage, and I'm going to create a linked server. And you can see here that I have my Power BI connection made, and it is to a specific workspace. Let me go ahead and create another one. So these are all the link services I can create to. So I can create to all of this data and or data sources, and I can incorporate that from within Power BI. What I can do is I can connect to any workspace that I might happen to have. And right now it's one link service creation to a workspace. So I can have my workspace created, so I'm good to go with this. So what this means that I can do, because I've got my connection made to Power BI, I can do Power BI from within Synapse. So let me go ahead and show you that. So what I have is I've got it's got several data sets and reports. And so if I click on one of my reports, you can see that it loads up Power BI from within Synapse. So I've got access to the data sets that I've created from within Synapse. Now, the cool thing also about using Power BI with Synapse is that I can directly connect to the flat file data sources that Synapse is using. Let me go ahead and show you how to do that by looking at my Power BI instance. So if I go into Power BI, all I need to do to be able to connect to any and all data resources that I have within Power BI is I can connect to my Azure Data Lake if I've got it set up within here first. So I go to the admin portal. I then go to data flow settings. And then I can connect to my Azure Data Lake storage so that I have the capability of creating Power BI reports off of anything that I have within Synapse, either the flat file data that I have, or naturally I can use it to connect to the now SQL DW components that are now a part of Azure Synapse. So it's a really neat incorporation between the two products.
Very cool. This is a lot of connections that I'm guessing beforehand were a little bit complicated to set up.
Absolutely, because that you didn't have the capability to go from one to the other very simply. And having the full integration of Power BI within Synapse provides you the ability to connect to the information that within Power BI as well as your Synapse data all in one place, making it really easy for people to integrate large amounts of data. Of course, with Synapse, you can use massive amounts of data. That's one of the neat things about it. And you can combine your data so that you can use flat file and data warehousing from, and you can use that to create data sets from within Power BI. And I can also, from within here, if I want to, I can create a new Power BI report off my existing data sets as well.
Thanks, Ginger. This is really interesting. You know, one thing I was noticing when you were talking about how we can connect to all these different data sources and query using just T-SQL sounds very similar to the Polybase capabilities that are available in SQL Server. Is that similar here?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you use Polybase to get data from the flat file area that you have it into a SQL on-demand queue so that you can query them using Polybase without even having to know Polybase. If you just say select top 100 using the flat file, it'll create the Polybase command for you.
Awesome. That's a really awesome capability, and I'm glad to see it kind of going throughout all the different Azure data services. You know, Ginger, you've shown us a lot today. How would you summarize, or how would you best advise people to get started and when to use this capabilities or set of capabilities, really?
Well, one of the things that's really great about Synapse is its ability to take data that's in a flat file format and use it to drive a lot of different types of analysis. I didn't get into this because of time, but you can also use Polybase to move your data into a flat file environment. What I recommend people take a look at is there's a number of really great stuff in Microsoft Learn and also a lot of getting started tutorials for Synapse, and they're really helpful to learn. In summary, what I would say is I would look at Synapse if I've got a lot of data that I don't necessarily want to put in a warehouse. I may not, I'm not really sure, but I also want the capabilities to be able to do machine learning or Power BI with the data that I have, even if it comes from lots of different data sources.
Thanks, Ginger. Thanks again for being on the show with us today. Thank you to our viewers. If you like this video, please like this video. Leave us a comment and let us know what you're doing with Synapse and Power BI. And we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.